You want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the rural desert outside the Valley of the Sun, commonly known as Phoenix, Arizona, welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and boy, do we have a good show for you tonight. You know, I wonder, as people watch their economy and maybe even their government crumble around them, I wonder how much they're willing to do. Have they even written a legislator for all the good that'll do? Do they make a phone call in protest? Do they tell their neighbors? Do they watch the news and say, you know, I don't think that's the way it really is? Do they listen to RBN? That would be a plus. Or do they just simply go along to get along and accept the status quo and anything that comes their way? And it seems to be this is what a lot of Americans are doing. So it's been one of the consistent themes on the Common Sense Show to bring to you people who are truly trying to make a difference. People who look at things and say, this is not the America I grew up in. This is not the America I want to hand my children off to. And I'm going to take a stand and I'm going to do something. Well, tonight is one of the nights where we get to meet someone who is doing just that. And my guest tonight, Karen Quinn Tostada, has taken it upon herself to say, enough is enough. And she is tirelessly appearing on talk shows, doing print media interviews all across the country to call attention to her protest movement. And this is a show unlike others that we typically do where we lay groundwork for a half hour, 2 hours, and then we open up the phone lines for conversation. This is a night where we're going to open up the phone lines almost immediately because this is a show that requires participation. What will it take you, the individual American, to get off your duff, go out, and do something productive for you, your family, and ultimately your country? So right here at the top, let me leave the call-in number before we go to our guest, 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. Or if you have a question or comment, you can simply email us at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. Anyway, it's my pleasure to bring to you Karen Quinn Tostada. She's actively involved in a protest movement that I will let her tell you all about. I think it's a brilliant idea. It's one that I can certainly embrace and get behind. And I'm hoping at the end of these 2 hours, after our interview with Karen, that you will actively support what she is calling for us to do. It will certainly get the attention of the powers that be. So without further ado, let's bring Karen up and say good evening. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm very well, although I'm a tostado, not a tostada, which is a tasty Mexican salad, but it's okay.
Well, I think it's just my Midwestern roots linguistics coming through.
Then I would call, I think Pastor Butch called me a taquito.
Well, whatever the enunciation,
humor about it.
I agree, but whatever the enunciation of your last name is, and forgive me, I really like what you're doing. But before we jump into what you're doing, and we just have a moment before the break, tell everyone what your background is.
Well, actually, I have a background as an entertainer. I would much rather be singing songs and beating and having fun, but I haven't been singing for a long time. I kind of relaxed and started living my life, but then I learned too much, and in my opinion, silence is compliance, and I was not afraid of speaking out in front of people or standing up in front of people, and so far I've been here at the kitchen table doing wonders and trying to get people to understand that we, the people, have the power. There's over 300 million of us here in the United States, and it's time to wake up.
Well, wake up, you have done. And what I always wonder when I see movements like yours that we'll get to after the break, and we'll leave this as a cliffhanger, I want to know what that moment of decision was for you before you decided to take matters into your own hands. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with that answer from Karen Quinn Tostada after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned, everybody.
I live my life like this.
Here's
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What one man can do, another man can do. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use 4 black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll-free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on RBN. And before we rejoin our guest, Karen, I just want to remind everybody that RBN is having a pledge drive. And if you'd like to donate, you can call 1-800-724-2719. During office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central. After hours, you can go to our website, which is republicbroadcasting.org, and donate online. Well, Karen, before we went to the break, I left a cliffhanger question there about, and I always wonder when people launch protest movements like yourselves, and then we'll get to that in a moment. What was your point of entry into this? What was your wake-up call?
Well, it was kind of a slower wake-up call. It started with a health issue, then being grateful to make it through, learning about the toxins in our food, and unfortunately watching my mother and my father both succumb to what I firmly believe are medical mistakes. Learning more as I went on about 9/11, learning how people just didn't seem to want to know what was in their foods, watching things get worse and worse. The last thing I had wanted to think about was that 9/11 was an inside job, but I believe that anyone who goes in with an open mind and really puts aside preconceptions will find too many unanswered questions and impossibilities that the government story does not cover. Then last year, when the bailout happened, and I had really known that our income taxes are also voluntary, the 1040s that we fill out, and they didn't listen to us about the bailout. I knew I had to do something, and I, at the time, I was writing and really being very vocal to people that I knew who weren't really receptive, and I was talking to a friend of mine who was a spiritual counselor, and she said, well, what are you doing about it? And I was like, well, I'm writing, I'm talking to everybody, I'm doing all this. But I was really, I was angry still. And all that night, I could not sleep because that question just resonated in my head. I mean, I thought, well, I'm trying to publish online articles and I'm doing this. And when I woke up, I just felt like I would focus on the income tax issue at first, which I figured was the Achilles heel. So that started a website called TaxHoliday2009.net, which I worked at last year kind of on and off. I'd try real hard. I would come up against a wall because people still weren't ready to face the music. And then it just this, I guess it was now about a month and a half ago when I woke up, I thought, well, it was still in January, and it was like, well, what am I going to do with this? And I had that question in my mind, and I woke up, and this was also after appearing with Mike Rivero on What Really Happened, and he said he didn't want a boycott, but he'd support a strike, and I had tried one in October that didn't work, and then I woke up in January and figured, that's it, a strike. The 15th through the 18th, I looked at the calendar and realized that the Thursday and Friday were perfect because they were at the end of the week, then there's Saturday and Sunday, which was great because it would turn it into 4 days, and then lo and behold, it just magically worked out that Bob Schultz and the Continental Congress 2009 had come up with the Articles of Freedom, which are constitutionally backed. They declare the Constitution as the supreme law of the land, and the signed articles were to be served on Patriots Day, which is April 19th. So it's all pretty much just worked out to where now we can have some days to educate people, to withhold support, and then to also learn about our Constitution and to go into Patriots Day with more of us really being patriots and knowing what that word means.
Well, first of all, let's clarify what you just said a mouthful there, and I want to encapsulate what I think is the most important part. In April, on the dates you mentioned, you're calling for a national strike.
Yes.
And what does that strike entail?
Well, again, I'm sorry, I thought that that you wanted me to encapsulate it, but...
Yeah, well, okay, well, you know, let's back up then, okay? We will encapsulate it, but I'm just saying, are you calling for people not to go to work, not to buy anything? I mean, how extensive is this? I'd like to get the parameter before we go backwards.
The parameter is we've got to get their attention because they've stopped listening. And in order to do that, peaceful noncompliance and peaceful resistance is called for. And the best way to do that is, number one, no work and no school. And we know it's difficult, but it's essential because people have stopped listening. Our future depends on restoring our rights. So people can plan ahead, use vacation time or whatever it takes, get school assignments for your children. If you're in college, get your own homework assignments. But if you feel that people will be harmed if you don't go to work, then go, because there are a lot of ways that people can participate in this strike that don't endanger themselves. So that's the first thing. If you can, no work and no school, which also I'd like to plant the seeds for people who are working in corporations like Monsanto or Halliburton or Raytheon. If the fruits of the company's labors, including your labor, go toward murder in any way, shape, or form, or war, or the toxic poisoning of our planet, such as Monsanto, regardless of what a cushy job it may seem like, if you follow the trail, you're contributing to the demise of other human beings. And so here's an opportunity, folks, to really start thinking about the job you have and to step outside of work and contact your fellow workers and find out how they feel about also going on strike, because it won't work if just one or two of you do, but if you can get together and decide that it would really be to your best interest to strike that company, then by all means, there are a lot of companies out there that deserve it. Now, number two, no shopping. If you do have to go to work, at least what you can do for those 4 days is don't shop. Don't buy a single solitary thing from any large corporations, fast food places, online stores, or anything that leads back to a big corporate profit. If you have to shop, go to mom and pop, which are where we should be shopping anyway, folks. I know that Walmart and Kmart make things very affordable, but it also takes jobs away from us here in this country. And we have an opportunity now with 40% of us in this country who cannot make their monthly bills, are unemployed or underemployed, to start rebuilding, to start reaching out to our communities, to plant gardens. Spring is coming. There are many things we can do to start supporting ourselves. Then the third thing is don't comply. Take your money out of the big banks, not small local banks or small credit unions, but the big, large banks like Citibank, like U.S. Bank, Bank of America, these great big conglomerates that are just using our money against us.
Well, what's the rationale behind taking it out of the large banks and keeping it with the small bank, keeping your money with the small banks?
Because we want to work in communities. We need to get back to communities, and we need to support each other. We don't need to be supporting the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Federal Reserve. We need to be supporting ourselves in our communities. So community banks that are by communities, that are for the people of the community, do need our support. The bigger banks don't. They get the bailouts, they get all the rest of it, which is a whole other travesty. But we need to start coming together. And also, withdrawing our money is something that people should start to think seriously about, because according to Lindsay Williams, who seems to have a pretty good in with some of the folks that are really running the show, our dollar purchasing power will be diminished by 20 to 50% this year alone. As well as, now in his words, not mine, but you can research, he has said that the people in power, the dominant criminal minority, consider paper as just that, paper. So if you have assets in paper, if you have CDs, if you have something like that, even though it may have looked good when you originally got in, you may want to really think about what is happening to your money. And the fact that also in April, they are, I think it was Citibank that said that it would be 7 days notice in order to get your money. So think about transferring into something that will really help you.
Let me address two issues here with regard to the banking, okay? And I'm trying to apply the lens of common sense here, because I do support what you're saying. But keeping your money, in your local bank will still, in part and parcel, support the Federal Reserve, which is really, in this case, the root of all evil. Do you have a plan? How could we strike at the Federal Reserve? I understand taking the money out of B of A and putting it in Desert Schools Credit Union, which is a big one here locally in Phoenix. That's a good move, because you're not running transactions thousands of miles away to benefit people overseas who are central bankers. I understand that, but the Fed controls them. So how do we strike at the Fed?
Well, by also during the 4 days. Right now I am working with some other people, and I don't have all the answers yet, but we are coming up with ways of educating people those 4 days. Because on Patriots Day, these Articles of Freedom are meant to really reinstate the Constitution as the supreme law of the land. And once that is instituted, the Federal Reserve will also be addressed, as well as fiat currency.
Okay, good answer. And then the other question I have is, with the specter of fractional reserve banking, if people go to B of A tomorrow to withdraw their money and place it in their local banks, they're going to get about 5 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, it's going to get worse. You know, I believe the longer people wait, the worse it will get. And that the time to think about what you want to do with your money is now. And go online. There are plenty of places where you can get some education. But you might also think about the fact of, do you want to be still living in the city? Do you want to maybe take your money and go in with other family members or friends, maybe buy some little property off the grid out in the country where you can start to build a life for yourself with farming your own fruits and vegetables, maybe having a couple of animals? It's time really to get back to the land and to start becoming aware of different opportunities that can be created here, because we're getting very close to hitting bottom.
You've got lots of answers, and I got a lot more questions, and we'll take these up after the break with my guest, Karen Quinn Testato, after a word from these sponsors.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Aerial spraying. Chemtrails. The modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Back. My guest tonight is Karen Testato, and we're talking about the national strike that Karen has planned with her organization on April 18th and 19th, and will extend through the weekend. And before we rejoin Karen, I want to say hello to Micro 1650 AM from New York. Thanks for joining us and being a listener to the Common Sense Show. Okay, Karen, I want to go back to one point you raised on the no shopping. When the 4 days is over, aren't we likely to see a dead man's bounce? In other words, you got to replace the milk you've used up.
That probably will happen. But also what will happen is that on the 4 days when they're over, and actually it'll be Monday, we'll be paying more attention because we will have these programs where people will learn about their dollars. They'll learn about the Federal Reserve. They'll learn about the Constitution, and they'll also learn about community and how important it is to support community. And there are, hopefully, when people start shopping again, they'll think about buying seeds from local people, organic seeds, buy yourself water filters. So I'm hoping that the spike will be more in the Patriot area of learning how to be self-sufficient.
Have you approached the mainstream media with this idea?
Not yet, no, but as a matter of fact, I am booked on Alex Jones on the 15th of March, and we'll see what happens after that. Right now, I'm working strictly with Patriot Online radio shows and trying to build a base here because this is really where I feel the people know what's going on and are wanting to help and get involved. The mainstream media still is, it's just privately owned. You have a bunch of people there who do nothing more than insult and belittle. let's see, what is it, identify, vilify, nullify. And this is a really important movement that needs to be embraced individually because we all know something's wrong. I felt disempowered and victimized for years, and I feel much better now, also since I've relaxed a little bit. It was a long day, but when you do something, and you do it because you know it's right, it is empowering. The small dominant criminal minority is working out of fear. It's a rigged game, folks. It's a rigged game in every single solitary possible way that you look. And it's time to step back and take some time to really educate ourselves. And that's what those 4 days will be for as well. Really learning about what's going on and what it means to be a patriot.
Let me interject one thing here, Karen, because I had a thought as you were speaking. The reason I asked the question about the mainstream media is the people who own the majority of the mainstream media, five corporations in this country own 95%, are the same people that you're really protesting against. And I think that maybe you should think about adding to the list, turn off your news. Now, we've been saying that on the show for years, but because if you want the truth, don't watch the mainstream media. If you want the corporation propaganda, that's what you watch. But turn off the news and make that a method of protest because they live on ratings too, and that might even take more money out of their pocket.
That's great. As a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons for having educational programs is we're hoping people turn off the TV. And one thing that I would like to say about that as well is I learned in 1915, J.P. Morgan sent men out to find out just how many newspapers he would have to own in order to dictate public policy. The answer was 25, and he bought up those papers, and he instilled his own editors in there, and that evolved into the Council on Foreign Relations. And it's been a rigged game ever since. People can go online and find a quote, I think it was Congressman Calloway, I believe, who was talking about that happening in 1917 at a congressional hearing. So we've been bought and sold for generations, folks. We really have, and I know that that's painful to hear, but it's time to wake up. And instead of just smelling the coffee or joining a coffee party that will put another substitute person out there, in my opinion, right now, until we get to the root of this problem, politics is all like changing deck chairs on a Titanic. We need to root out the lobbyists. We need to root out all of the problems that interfere with us really being able to uphold our Constitution and get local people in when we know that it's a fair game. And also, these issues are covered by the Articles of Freedom.
Well, I think these are all really good ideas, but this abuse of the American people has been a long time coming. And it's going to take quite a bit of effort and time, I think, to undo this. But I like your analogy of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic because that's exactly what we have. We see the pendulum swinging from the fascist Republicans of the Iraq invasion of the Bush crew, the Patriot Act, and then we swing the pendulum to the other way to Marxism and communism of the Obama administration. Now we're seeing Republican upsets, and that's just rearranging the same deck chairs, isn't it?
It is, and right now, unfortunately, we've got a sinking ship here in this country. But we also have the power to fix that ship again from the inside out, to start plugging up the holes where we see them, and most of all, to start challenging ourselves. You know, one politician who lost, who was said that she was constitutionally backed here in Texas, was Deborah Medina, whose party really took a hit when the idea of the truther came out, and she made some disparaging remarks, and I think the time has come for people who want the truth to not take it as an insult, but to stand proudly and upright and know that looking for truth is a badge of courage and honor. You know, I am a truther, and from now on, anyone who calls me that in a derisive form, my answer will just
okay,
be
okay, we got to hold it right there, Karen, because we're up against the break, and no, I won't refer to you derisively. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Coming out of Babylon, how one man is doing it. Go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. What one man can do, another man can do. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, success is yours.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sometimes you chat away with your producer and just lose track of the time. Welcome back, everybody. We're back with my guest, Karen Testato, and we're talking about the national strike movement. Karen, you have a website, so let's go ahead and reveal that now so our listeners can go up and check that out.
It's at taxfree15.com.
Taxfree15.com.
Yes, the number 15.
Number 15. And I've been up there. It's jam-packed with information. I mean, it's really, really busy with good stuff. You had said something, too, earlier that I wanted to backtrack to with regard to poisoning food. Grow your own seeds. Raise your own animals. We've done a number of shows on the air here, Percy Schmeiser from Canada, Barb Peterson, who's an activist against the GMO. So I'm assuming that's where you're going with that comment. Is that true?
Well, yes. When I went through my health challenge, I knew that I was eating junk food, and I knew it wasn't good for me, but I didn't know it was genetically altered and actually affecting my DNA. And I didn't realize just how toxic it was until I was forced to really look at it. And when you just look around this country in the last 20 years, we are obese, we have diabetes like crazy, we have cancers of all kinds. They attribute the number three cause of death to medical mistakes or something directly involved with medications, hospitalizations, etc. I think it's really the number one cause, because cancer and heart disease can be cured by alternative methods. But in this country, they persecute people who try and tell you that. Just like recently, we had the bill that really wanted to clamp down on our vitamins, Codex Alimentarius, and who is the politician? I can't even think of it now. Whose bill was just defeated?
John McCain.
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of our locals here. He's my senator, my senior senator. It was Senate Bill 3002, and it just went down to defeat, I believe, this week. We talked about it on the air last week,
yes.
Where he wanted to basically put under the control of the FDA the alternative healthcare industry.
Yes, and so I wouldn't call him a local. I would call him a loco.
I like the play on words, and I'm busy in an effort to try to defeat John McCain. He's running for re-election this November. Well, Karen, let's go out to the lines and welcome Bruce from Texas on line one. Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to make a couple comments to Karen here that in relation to a comment that she just made here, and that has to do with Deborah Medina.
Okay.
In the 9/11 truthers. I would advise her to be careful with Alex Jones, because Alex Jones misstated that and purposely destroyed Deborah Medina's campaign. I know Deborah Medina. I've known her for 3 years. I've worked closely with her. She would never make that statement. Alex Jones, and I got the background because I've talked to the people that have worked with Alex Jones. And Karen needs to be careful in stating those things, because she is helping them along do what they're doing.
I'm not sure what
your point is well taken, and I mean no offense, but I did hear her agree with Mark Davis that truthers were despicable. And
well, what you heard, Karen, was her agreeing to a litany of things, and she was agreeing to the very first statement that he made. I've talked to Deborah about it. I know what she did. And I know that she would never make that statement that Alex Jones related to people and caused great destruction to her campaign.
Well, okay, now, from what I understand, she is an upstanding woman. And, again, I mean, no offense. But do you know, then, can you share what her opinion on 9/11 is?
I will share her opinion exactly as she has stated it. She believes the people have a right to question it.
Okay.
As do we all.
Right.
Do you know what her position is personally?
It matters not what her position may be, because that has nothing to do with her being governor of Texas.
Well, you know, Bruce, I understand, and I hear that you're irritated with me, and I understand that as well, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion. But any politician who does not really actively look into 9/11 and all the evidence that does not support the official story is doing a disservice to our country. And I'm standing by that because too many things link it. There are over 1,070 architects and engineers who have signed a petition. There are people who are truthers all across this country who are being denigrated because of politicians not wanting to look at and answer questions and demand answers from our government, because the truth is...
If I may speak to that, are you a politician? Have you run for office?
No, I don't want to run for office.
Okay.
But
well,
if I
okay.
were,
Paula, let her finish the question. Bruce, let her finish the question. Go ahead, Karen.
If I were a politician, I would recognize that it's a dirty, rigged game, and guile and deception are necessary right now, and that's one reason why I am not. Why I would not be, because I think pressure needs to be put on all existing politicians to uncover the truth and not make fun of it or deride people, because there were thousands of people who were sacrificed on that day. There are people all around this country who know that answers need to be given, and if we have politicians in office who are not willing to look at that, they're doing this country a disservice.
Do you understand that you cannot get into public office if you make that statement?
Well, I'm not running for office, Bruce, so I
understand you aren't, but you are criticizing Deborah Medina. She is trying... She is...
Bruce, let me interject here. Bruce, hold on, okay? Because I've let you take the floor a long time here. I don't think that this is a direct criticism of Deborah Medina. You just asked Karen what her opinion was, and she told you, and she said, but I'm not running for office, but she thinks it's incumbent upon politicians who are to embrace the truth or movement. She's entitled to that view.
Well, she's entitled to that view. That is correct. However, if you are running for office and you try to take that position, the media will kill you.
And, Bruce, what a horrible thing that is for the media to have that kind of control. And, again, I have nothing against Deborah Medina. I think she's a fine woman. but I think that this country is in such trouble that standing up for the truth has been able to be maligned by the press, and we allow that, which is another reason to strike. And I hope that you will take your anger away from me and recognize that we've all been fooled here. And Deborah Medina, unfortunately, has been victimized by a system which allows a lie and derision to overcome actually standing up and saying, no, I want answers to this.
Bruce, do you have a final comment?
Yes, I do. I have been involved in politics now for the past several years. I have been a local campaign manager for my county for Ron Paul for the past several elections. I am deeply engaged in politics, and I understand what's going on. And I know that no matter what, if you want to change things, you've got to get into office to do it. And the only way you can do that is you have to deal with the press. The press is going to murder you. They will murder you.
Right now, at this point in time, I agree, but I think we're kind of rehashing the same lap again. But Bruce, that was an excellent call. I appreciate the way you handled yourself and raised your issues, and please be a caller again. Karen, he raised some good points. I thought you handled your response well. In particular, I appreciate what you said about not lying down for the mainstream media. I mean, when we do that, when we let me back up here to get my words straight. My feeling is if we lay down to the wishes of the mainstream media in an effort not to be crucified in our quest for public office, we're laying down to the very people who are trying to enslave us.
Exactly, and that's also why, and Bruce, I hope you're still listening, because we're set up, and it's another reason. If anyone hasn't gone yet to the articlesoffreedom.us, you can find links on my site. This is also covered. We have a huge problems here, but if we go back to agreeing that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, we can clean house, and I really mean clean house.
Yeah,
Congressmen, senators, a lot of them will have to go because they violated their oath of office. But we, the people, should not have to vote for someone who is afraid of telling the truth because they'll be vilified. What does that tell our children, and why do you think we're in this position?
Well, what it is, it reminds me of what my dad told me in first grade, stand up to the bully. Let's go to line two and welcome Mike from Wyoming. Hi, Mike, what's on your mind?
Good evening. I did run for office 2008, ran for Congress when Barbara Cuban stepped down. There was an open field. And when you're going into the lion's den, Bruce, you have to gird yourself appropriately. And you have to expect that a clear channel reporter is not going to be unbiased. And you have to anticipate a question like that and know how you're going to take a stand. This is 9/11 is the central issue of today. Still, 9 years later, the whole so-called war on terrorism is based on that fiction. And at the very, as I called in and talked to one of her staffers, I was angry too. And I said, at the very least, she should have just said, people have a right to their own opinions. That's all she had to say. She didn't need to backpedal the way she did. And I've listened to Alex for many years now, and I think he handled it just right. He ended up ultimately supporting her. I encouraged Deborah Medina to go on his show and not to apologize, but to at least explain herself, which I don't believe she chose to do. It's unfortunate. I sent her $100, wished her well, but you've got to be prepared for situations like that, and she didn't handle it well at all.
Let me ask a question to the both of you, okay, both for Mike the caller from Wyoming and to Karen. Isn't it possible that people that see a need for change, like I think the three of us do, I mean, can't we tolerate some level of disagreement between us and still move forward with the quest?
Absolutely. Yes. I don't expect everyone to agree with me on 9/11. I understand that if you haven't looked into it thoroughly, you're not going to, you may not come to the same conclusions, but, we all have to keep an open mind, I think, and I try not to beat people over the head with it, but as I said, since so much hangs on the 9/11 official mythology, it really behooves everyone to look into it and satisfy yourself that you really know what happened.
Exactly, and it's hard for people to do that because the news media totally maligns people. Like this recent shooting at the Pentagon, right off the bat, they're trying to say it's truthers, it's the Tea Party people. They're trying to put us into a group of being violent people and terrorist people when the real terrorists are the ones who got away with this, and they're not Osama bin Laden, who has probably been dead for years, nor is it box cutters that were used. You know, there's so many fallacies into this, folks. And if people would only start to recognize that we've been had, the Patriot Act was waiting in the wings. Look at what the architects and engineers say. Look at the round hole in the Pentagon. Come on. We have to be willing to have the courage to face our fears and then to stand together and recognize that this is our country. And to be a patriot, and this is what I've just put up on the front page, too. We're going to be changing the site around here, but what does it mean to be a patriot? And that's one, a person who loves, supports, and defends his or her country and its interests with devotion. Two, a person who regards himself or herself as a defender, especially of individual rights against presumed interference by the federal government. To be a patriot, you have to be courageous enough to stand up to your government. And until now, when the atrocities have reached such a huge level, most of us have been complacent. And it's really time to stand, folks.
You know, and if you want to disarm someone who's attacking you, the best way is just to say, yes, I do believe there's a lot of questions that remain unanswered on 9/11, and don't accept his bluff that, whoa, I don't believe you're a truther. I wouldn't think that low of you. No, accept the charge and defend yourself.
Actually, I like to say, yes, I am a truther.
Sure.
And if I'm a truther, then what does that make you?
Right.
If I were to make a guess as to, and I can't speak for Deborah Medina or any other politician, but I think one of the reasons they, so many of them shy away from it in the face of so many unanswered questions is simply because look at what happened to Van Jones when Glenn Beck revealed he was a truther.
Yeah, Van Jones had a lot of other issues.
Yeah, he did, but that was the one that ultimately took him down.
Yeah.
But why do we even allow somebody like Glenn Beck to be able to just throw that out there like it's such an insult? When did the truth become an insult? Or maybe it did when, you know, Obama won the Peace Prize. It's this doublespeak that we have to recognize and start educating ourselves with. There's nothing wrong with telling the truth.
Absolutely. And, again, you have to arm yourself with the knowledge so that you can defend yourself from a Glenn Beck or this character that that confronted Deborah Medina. Otherwise, you know, you will look foolish.
Well, you know, a lot of people are talking about a third party, and as far as I'm concerned, there is one, and it's the Truther Party.
Interesting comment. I've never heard it called a political party before. Mike, thanks so much for your call, and we need people like you to run, so I hope you'll consider running again, and please keep listening to the Common Sense Show.
Yes, and you can send me $100 if you want. I'm joking.
Well,
I'm totally joking. I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart. It's been a long day, so sorry if
that's okay.
I went out there and it bombed.
With that comment, we're now doing political solicitations on here. I'm probably in violation of some federal election law somewhere. And
no,
I'll be
actually,
hearing
you are
feds.
Having a contributions taken at RBN now, aren't you?
We are for our pledge drive, yes.
Yes.
There, and again, thank you for that segue, because I'm going to mention this again, because I love this network. And we do need those donations to keep going. And that number that you can call with your donations is 1-800-724-2719. And you can call in from 10 to 6 Central. Or you can go to our website at republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. Thank you very much, Karen, for that wonderful segue.
I'm trying to get out of it some way.
You know, one of the things that really concerns me is the fact that so many people seem to be so stupefied. One of my neighbors says about 80% of Americans are dumb as a box of rocks. In fact, you know, actually, Alex Jones's guest host, Bob Dacey, who's been a guest on my show several times and a friend of mine, Bob pretty much says the same thing, too, I think almost in the same words. What is it going to take to wake people up, to get them off the couch, and to do something as simple as what you're calling for?
Well, you know, I think that it's going to take being in enough maybe mental or even physical pain to go in and look in the mirror and start to recognize that it all starts with us. And it's not our fault at first, but when we ignore that warning inside of us, it is. And the reason that a lot of us are this sick and this tired and this confused is directly a result of the food that we're eating, the vaccinations that we're getting, the fluoride in our water, the chemtrails in our skies. There is a huge, huge move to keep us from waking up, because the dominant criminal minority is very vested in global governance. And this has been set for generations.
It has. And when
it's
we come back, Karen,
that we're as ill as we are.
Karen, we got to hold it here. But when we come back, we're going to explore how we did set them back at least one time in the last year. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Karen on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Clonic. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
Welcome back. My guest this evening and for the balance of the show is Karen Testato, and we're talking about the national strike movement she has planned on April 18th and 19th to continue the next 2 days through the weekend, making a total of 4 days. Karen, I was alluding to as we went into the break, and those things can come up on us quite suddenly, that we have actually backed up the powers that be at least one time in the last year. Starting back in April when I had Dr. Rebecca Carley on my show and then a whole litany of guests after that, and I wrote a series of articles on freedomsphoenix.com detailing the hoax behind the swine flu, the dangers of the swine flu vaccination, what was behind it. I linked quotes to it. And I was one of a throng of voices that stood up and said, no, we're not going to take your shots. We don't care if you make it mandatory. We're stopping this nonsense right here. And it did stop.
Right. Right. Which was wonderful. You know, more people woke up to that. And it was very heartening. Although we had friends who ended up taking the shots, but that definitely is something that has made a difference, as well as people standing up against global warming, which they're still trying to push, and declaring our carbon dioxide, when we exhale, it's a toxin, according to the EPA, but that doesn't cover, you know, Pelosi's jet and all the limos that were over there.
Yeah,
but
it's
when we exhale.
And all her hot air. Let's not leave that out either.
Man, if we could harness that and the, and all the rest in the Senate, we'd be wealthy with alternative energy sources.
You know, I often wonder when I look at people like Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, what could their constituents be thinking when they vote for them?
That's where they've got all that fluoride in their water, I'm sure.
Did you ever do stand-up comedy?
No. I thought with enough bombs here tonight that I wouldn't be asked that.
Well, the reason I ask is, I mean, you're quick with the one-liners here. In fact, my first real job out of college, when I was doing my student teaching a long, long time ago, is I emceed at a comedy club, and I just fell into it accidentally by being funny at a party one night. And I got to meet a lot of comedians during the 11 months that I did that. And so it kind of takes one to know one. So you're quick on the one-liners, but let's be quick on this. Is this going to be a one-time event, or is this going to be a movement that you're going to repeat several times, hoping to gain momentum?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. And I like to dream big, and I was hoping that it could be just this one big international splash, especially after Alex Jones, and we can save the world. But it probably will take more than one time. Now, again, though, that depends upon the will of the people and how many actually will join us, because this is an international problem, and I would love to see it go international. And can you imagine the impact we would have? You know, on the conference calls, we had Helga from Germany. I have been contacted by people from Canada, somebody from China, and Australia. So who knows actually what this can do, but there really seems to be a rising or a raising of consciousness. And so I finally feel, after all the years of looking for different jobs and things, that I have found a place to use my gifts and my calling, and that is here. I'm walking on the road. I'm not sure exactly where it's leading, but I have my feet on the path. I'm open to guidance. I'm open to expanding, and I will do what I can for as long as I see there's a need.
Well, we're going to put your feet to the fire and really test this concept after we come back after the break, Karen. I like what I hear so far, but I, and I'm sure my audience, will have some hard questions for you. Terry from North Dakota, stay tuned. We'll get to you first after the break, and we'll be back with Karen Testato more on the National Strike Movement.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see